Of course, much of what we are doing in this city and this entire region is engineering the region to force people out of their cars and onto mass transit. That's why they've removed so many lanes for cars in downtown Seattle. That's why they are allowing so many building permits. We've got right across the street from our radio station, a single family house sat on that lot, and they are replacing it with 44 apartments with no parking. Because the dream of the social engineers who run the city is that everybody will get out of their car, get onto mass transit. There's only one problem. Mass transit can be really slimy. Yesterday, we told you the story that our news partners at Cairo 7 had about an attack at a guy who had to be pepper sprayed on a Sound Transit train. Another day, another story. This one is the brutal sexual assault of a woman on a Metro bus. And the person who broke this story is our dear friend from Cairo 7 News, Amy Clancy, who joins us live. Hey, Amy, it's always good to talk to you.
Hey, Dory, always good to talk to you, too. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell me what went down on this Metro bus, because you guys got the video, and I know you said that there was very little of it you could show or listen to because of how graphic it was.
Well, yeah, the woman, the 23-year-old woman, she was intoxicated, and she was driving, or she was riding on the bus. She was a passenger at 4:30 or so in the morning, and this was back in May, when a man, his name was Samuel Eugene Lawrence, pulled her to the back of the bus, where, according to police and prosecutors, he sexually assaulted her, even ripped off her pants, and then grabbed her by the hair and neck, and threw her off the bus and attempted to drag her away. And so in the surveillance video that we obtained for a public disclosure request, you can clearly see the woman's pants have been removed. So we had to obviously cover that for television. But in the video, she's without her pants. And we also had to be careful with the sound because there were at least two other passengers who came to her aid and very forcefully yelled at and yelled profanity at the alleged attacker.
And what time of day was this?
About 4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning. Let me play for my listeners a little bit of Amy's report here.
When the driver noticed a commotion and saw Lawrence pulling this woman to the rear of the bus. During the bus ride, Lawrence allegedly assaulted the 23-year-old woman, pulled the cord for the bus to stop, grabbed the victim's arms and hands, and threw her off the bus, then tried to drag her away. Passengers intervened while the driver contacted police. Lawrence was arrested, but released from jail under the conditions he have no contact with the witnesses or alleged victim, no new violations, and must attend all court hearings.
Okay, and I gotta tell you, that part blew my mind. A violent sexual assault, and this guy walked? How in the world can that be, Amy?
Well, you know what, Dory? I am working on another story today that will make you equally as frustrated, because it's another man with multiple attacks who was arrested, booked, and then released on what's called a conditional release. And it's very common. If you sit in a courthouse, you will hear it happen every day. People are conditionally released when they promise to show up for their court appearances, promise to have no contact with the alleged victim or any witnesses, and also promise not to break any further laws. But in the case of Lawrence, he's been contacted by the King County Sheriff's Office alone 56 times in 15 years. And so even with that promise, there is no guarantee that that's what we're going to see from this suspect. And the story, like I said, that I'm working on that's going to air tonight is also about a guy who was conditionally released after not one but three attacks. So if you want to talk with me about that later, we can.
Yeah, well, I do. And I want to ask you a little more about that in a couple seconds here. But how prevalent are these sexual assaults on Metro buses?
Well, in 2017, there were reports of at least 100 sexual assaults on either passengers or drivers on board Metro buses. And we know that because in April, King County Metro called a press conference to talk about a new program that was launched to encourage either witnesses or victims to speak out, to report these crimes, because they want to hopefully curb the problem by addressing it, arresting for it, and, you know, charging and hopefully putting people away for it. But in the case of this man who assaulted allegedly this woman just 2 weeks after this program was launched, he was arrested, but he was let out of jail the following day and wasn't picked up again and rebooked until charges were filed weeks later.
And I got to tell you, you had a soundbite from Metro's general manager, Rob Gannon, and this, it just jumped out at me. It's somewhat innocuous, but it's the kind of thing that when I hear it, it's such an example of bureaucratic government management talk, because here's what he said about, you know, all of these sexual assaults on Metro buses.
We will not stand for any form of sexual misconduct on our system, not directed at our operators, not directed at our riders, not directed at our intended passengers.
We will not stand for any sexual assaults. Are there any transit systems in the country that proclaim that they do stand for sexual assaults? I mean, it just seemed like such a nonsense, meaningless thing to say, because of course you're not going to stand for it, but it's happening with far too much regularity.
And, you know, they expect that the numbers are actually going to rise after this program was launched. And the King County Sheriff's Office says that's actually a good thing, because they want to encourage people to report these crimes. Oftentimes, you know, women and men are groped on a bus, and they don't bother to report it because, unfortunately, they think this is just something that happens.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're hoping that by having this program, people will say, you know what, that's not okay. You can't grope me. I'm going to report you to the police. And so last year, it was 100 sexual assaults reported. They're expecting that in 2018, that number will go up because they're encouraging people to report it.
Yeah, well, and thankfully, everybody's got a camera now, and either the victim or the other passengers can get evidence of when that happens. Okay, real quick, Amy, so tell me, and I know you don't want to scoop yourself, but the story you're working on for today is what? What happened?
Well, it's about another suspect who was arrested for multiple assaults. And let's just say he was arrested for assaulting people in a place that has a history of violence in the past. And it's been another location where there's been increased patrols and efforts to negate or to lessen those types of attacks. But again, this guy was arrested and conditionally released again. So we don't have all the details yet. I'm still waiting to gather more. But, you know, it's another frequent flyer, another person who is in and out of the court system, hooked into jail on assault or criminal trespass, and then conditionally released. Promises not to break the law again, and you can go ahead and get out without posting any bail.
Okay, well, if it's airing tonight, maybe we can chat tomorrow about that. I'd love to hear more.
Yep, airing tonight on Channel 7.
Okay, all right. We're going to get you a better phone for our conversation tomorrow, too.
I'm not working, Dory. I'm not in the studio.
Okay.
I'm not the
studio. All right, I'm just saying. Okay, Amy, always great talking to you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dory. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Amy Clancy, Cairo 7 News. So there you have it. Hundreds of sexual assaults on Metro buses. But the Metro GM, man, he's taking a hard line.
We will not stand for any form of sexual misconduct on our system.
Nice. Nice. That's bold leadership, not standing for sexual assaults. Lots more to come. Straight ahead as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.